on that, I think right now it's amazing how shallow Bebe Cool can be, because what is happening to the industry, if it's not affecting him right now, it will affect him. You understand? It will definitely affect him. At the end of the day, as an artist, you want to keep your legacy alive, you know? We want to be able to not only make money, but just preserve our Ugandan culture, and that is all we're talking about. Everybody thinks that we are trying to chase Nigerian music out of this country. No, we are not. We want the music to play. We love variety, but we love our country more. We love our own talent more. So yes, we want to give them their play, 20%, 30%. Let 70% be Ugandan. We have so much talent here to give so much attention to people abroad, like we don't have good music. You know what I mean? It's not about chasing the other people out of the country. No, it's just creating more space for Ugandan music. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about everybody, including Bebe Cool. I go to a club sometimes and they will never play any song from Bebe Cool. You know what I mean? I'm at places where I never see him. I never hear any music about him, from him. And yet he's a good artist. He has good music. Not just him. So many talents. And yet in a club, there's no way. There's going to be, in a list of 100 songs, 80 of them are Nigerian songs.
Cindy, do you actually agree that DJs should be paid to play Ugandan music? To play an artist?
No, I think DJs should play music because it's good.
Because they're actually paid by the residents as well, actually where they're playing.
I understand, but I don't agree with it. I think DJs should play music because they love the music. Like, they hear a song, they're like, wow, this is a great song. They play it. So that way, even all the good artists are encouraged to do music. Other than, because what they're doing right now is the total opposite. No matter how trashy a song is, as long as they are paid, they play
it. They play it.
So that way, they are killing the quality in the industry. They are destroying careers of people who are actually good. And then we are left with all this bubblegum music, which fits in the same tempo as everybody else.